Good afternoon, everybody, on my behalf. I chose to focus today on several topics which are related to mainly on the side of innovations and emerging environment itself. So basically, I'm not aiming to talk about so much about the managing networks and managing like a toolkit for managing networks. So instead of my speech, you can read about this toolkit and I can continue to talk about it later with you. But I chose to focus on these teams because they are supporting the work what we have been doing together with Antti so far. Even though Antti introduced me briefly, so I don't know most of you, I'll just say a few words about my background, so you will get an idea about what I have been working with during the past years. So basically, I started to work with networks at 2002 while I started to do my PhD thesis at Helsinki School of Economics. And my PhD thesis focused on managing business networks. So basically, I was researching business networks and management in general. And during that time, I became enthusiastic about emergence and innovations and future, like what is happening in the area there, the innovations and new technologies are shaping themselves, and the companies are trying to shape a certain industry or field into a certain direction and aiming to create like a good condition for their company for the future. So that's the time point while I became interested in innovations. And I don't know for the specific reason what is it behind that, but I found it very fascinating to look at the different technologies, different technological platforms and different solutions. And I have no clue about is it related to that, but I have kind of magic thoughts that I attempt to break down a lot of technologies very often, as Antti can also recognize this kind of a characteristic, since he borrowed me his laptop and I needed to report him from Miami that, sorry, that one is broken as well. So I don't know, is it related to this kind of tendency? But anyway, I found technologies and new solutions and something what is never unexperienced before. I think it's somehow fascinating, and there is something that you have to touch it, you have to smell it, and you have to try it somehow. So anyway, I've been working as a professor in several universities since I got my PhD from Aalto School of Business, and in addition I visited as a visiting scholar at Auckland University and Stanford Universities. And after I doctorated, I've been engaged to writing some journal articles and some books. So basically, the first book is co-authored together with Professor Christian Müller, and now I have an honor to have this book together with Antti. But this is about my background, how I got interested in about networks in general and innovations, and the WASI world of innovations, how to create, how to facilitate innovations intentionally. So basically, there is like three main themes what I aim to talk about. It is about innovations and service economy, like how the nowadays competition is driving this economy towards a certain point that currently offerings are involving more and more components from services. So basically, offerings are becoming more and more complex, involving more technologies, more know-how, and in that sense, offerings are becoming more and more like dispersed, in that sense that you have to combine this know-how, knowledge, specific product, service, or combination of those from different sources. And for example, this has created the pressure that there has been more and more companies which are focusing on integration, like integrating different parts. As Nokia already talked about plug and play organization like some 10 years ago. So basically this is the idea behind of this, that it would be very nice and easy if you could just focus on some core elements, and then you could use those so that you could plug and play with those core elements like a puzzle. And it would help your business, and it would help your business to be more efficient. So basically, these issues are doing the sources of innovations very fuzzy. Like quite often when there is a new industry which has been either created or it has been related to new innovation. So basically quite often there are more sources for the other innovations as well. For example, while the text messaging SMS was created, it also led to the other innovative ideas in the area of the communication business. So quite often in those interfaces, there are some sources for new innovative ideas, new services, new offerings. And quite often, those innovations, they are requiring some supportive services or products. It is very rare that one innovation could be just used alone. For example, like it used to be that you might have a product and you just used it autonomously. And nowadays, quite often the products are systemic in that sense that you cannot use the DVD or home entertainment system without having the supportive equipment in order to watch your movie. So basically, this nature of the new emerging industries, this is settling new rules for business. And we, as future managers, we have to settle for new tools, how to operate in this area, and how to actively receive those innovations, and how to be competitive enough in this global pressure. So basically, the whole networking idea has left from 80s, like it was innovated in the area of car building and maintenance, like PC maintenance and so on. And networking, focusing on the core competencies, left from there. And now, this the same idea has been used in service economy, and we are involving more and more elements of the services. And now the services is the way to how to differentiate from the competitors, and consumers are all the time consuming more and more, and we should figure out what is the future business, what would be the way to satisfy those needs, what we as a consumers might have. So basically, these are the tendencies in which way we are going. So service elements, those are growing, and these technologies are getting more and more complex and systemic. And therefore, companies are outsourcing for their partners. So how should we manage this complexity? How should we manage all these partners and networking issues? How do we have time? It's very time-consuming. And how do we choose the best possible partners for our company? we have to guarantee that we have the best possible partners. And how could we facilitate these innovations intentionally? Like, what would be the ways to recognize the ideas of an innovation? Like, how to identify which one is worth developing it further into the business and which one is not good enough. So quite often these innovations or ideas, they are fuzzy in that sense that they might be very chaotic. You don't have a much clue in your idea. You just think about that there is something behind it, but it's very, very difficult to rationalize it. It's very difficult to justice this to the others, for example, the board members. How do you convince your partners? How do you build the future agenda? Where is our vision towards which we are going to go? And how do you communicate your path towards this future agenda if the idea is very fuzzy and difficult to communicate? And this technological discontinuity, as we all know, it is there related to this uncertainty, which is remaining characteristics in the emerging area. While the new innovations are taking place, new companies are born, and some partners are going out of the market. So how do you identify ideas? How do you vision the future offering? And how do you convince your partners? And at this point, we shouldn't forget the part of serendipity or luck. To be in the certain right place at a certain right time. So timing and being in the certain right place, as we all know, the research is saying it is a huge percentage, like close to 70-80%, that what this luck is causing for some businesses to begin. While we are trying to identify about what is going on in an emerging environment, so we should think about how huge this innovation is. Is it a small or is it a large-scale innovation? So what would be the influences while we get our innovations out to the market? How much it influences into the other factors, other actors and other competitors? How would competitors react to our innovation? And how aggressive the market is going to be? How huge is our innovation? And how much new infrastructure our innovation is requiring? So how much there is already existing the technological parts what we are requiring in order to offer our product or service? And how systemic is our innovation? So basically, these are issues that we should really think about. So in principle, how companies influence and organize new emerging business fields, how should they create some opportunities intentionally, like not just be there in an emerging environment, but act as a manager and try to build the best what they could. So basically, this emergency area, it has a huge role while creating some new technological breakthroughs or even technological paradigm. But in this emerging area, you have to cope with dynamism and uncertainty. And if you manage to cope with those and you manage to stabilize this uncertainty by creating some structures into the emerging area, it seems to help your company while you start to make sense about it. You start to structurize the ideas. And structurizing the ideas, it gives you a guideline and strategy how to go towards a certain path, what you are aiming at in this area. But mainly, there are like four components which we have identified in previous studies that you should be aware of in an emerging environment. It is the complexity, like how complex the new technology or product or innovation is, how much resources or capabilities is required to build it, how novel it is, like how much new infrastructure, new supporting services is required in order to get into the market, and embeddedness, like how systemic your product or service or offering is compared to the other companies. So basically, like which companies are the critical companies in that sense that you couldn't cope without it? So which are your strategic partners in that sense? And then the dynamics, how easily you can cope with the dynamics and uncertainty, and how you can work in this unstable environment. Quite often, this emerging environment, and especially the networking in an emerging environment, seems to happen through certain stages. And based on our researches, quite often there are three stages, sometimes even four or some more stages, but it seems to be the most common model that there are like three different stages. Like at first stage, you research the markets, you identify your idea, like what you aim to do, and then in the second phase, you create your network, you convince your partners, and you mobilize your product and services into the markets. And in the third part, you broad your networks and you try to get the business as efficient as possible. So basically three different stages through which companies are quite often proceeding in this emerging environment. Let's take a little bit deeper look into these stages, like what is happening inside in each stages. So basically here in the first stage, this is like focusing on to those weak signals and fuzzy ideas. Like how do you recognize those ideas? How do you make sense about the ideas? How do you structurize? How do you chart? How do you decide which one is worth doing it in reality? So basically the main thing is referring to the exploration phase, like based on world famous management guru Professor James Martz. He's talking about the exploration. It is something that you are doing for the first time. There is no benchmarks before, so you are doing it as a pioneer. And you probably find out something that you didn't even expect. So main thing is the sense-making and exploration, and due those issues, you'll receive a pool of ideas. The mass of ideas will give you some variety, and it might help to develop the future business further. And from the mass of or pool of ideas, you should be able to frame which ones are those that you are focusing on, which one you are really putting evidence for that to develop it further. And on the second phase, the net mobilization phase, it is the time for you to identify the best possible partners for yourself And here, at latest here, you should build your vision about the future, where you're aiming at with your network. And the strategy, how are you going to get to reach your vision concretely? So basically, visioning credibility helps here. For example, if you are Nokia, it helps. It's much easier for you to get some partners to collaborate with you compared to if you are a small business company or startup company. And finally, on the third phase, so basically this is the phase that you try to dominate the market. So quite often this is the phase that you try to build up the dominant design, like reach the dominant design logic. Quite often in the second phase, there is a competition or battle between, for example, two, three different technologies. And in third phase, there is somebody who is dominating this battle already. And at this moment, while we are talking about services, so this is getting into dominating the services from the needs of the customer until the maintenance. So basically, this is like the current trend in which way we are going at the moment. To wrap it up, so basically about this emergency or new constructing business field, what is going on there? So basically, companies or some individuals are trying to shape this environment intentionally in order to create new businesses and new opportunities for their company, and creating new structures or, for example, like technological standards and so on, in order to help their own business in this new emerging area. And if you think about this emerging area, this emergency, while it is at the early stage and it is just like getting the shape, it is much more easier to influence into the whole field. While after the industry has been formed, those technology standards have been created already, and those are much more difficult to move or influence afterwards. But during the emergency phase, there are some ways and some interest for the companies try to influence at the early phase already. So basically, what I'm saying that by identifying these characteristics of this emerging environment, it helps how to deal with this emerging environment. So while you recognize the main issues, what is going on in an emerging phase, you can try to start to manage those piece by piece. And it helps your future businesses. And after you realize what is going on in emergency, you also can try to identify the main capabilities or resources which are required in certain components. So in that way, it helps to manage this emerging environment. So basically, companies can and they should actively and intentionally try to build their future paths and their future technologies and influence into their environment. And like currently, while we are talking about these innovations and service innovations and how to dominate your market by increasing some service aspects. So basically here is plenty of room for aiming to dominate the market via services. And also there is some room for customer-centric research and development processes. So quite often the tight collaboration with a close customer, doing it together, it might give some benefits in this emerging area especially. So any questions, comments, remarks?
Thank you. Thank you, Senja. We have time for some questions, please. Perhaps I can start. You present also a toolkit in this book. Could you shortly describe what is the toolkit and who benefit from using that?
Yes. Just a second. I'll have to look the toolkit from the book because, as I already mentioned, I had some technical difficulties. So, page 42.
Yes,
page 42. So, basically, this toolkit, this is based on several research projects. So, this is several years of empirical research, in which we have been testing of different issues which are related to network management. And this is kind of a summary about those researches, like what you should do while you are thinking about your network as a manager. So basically, this is from the point of view of the manager. So while this networking phenomenon is fairly new, it hasn't been here in the business for so many years, and quite many managers are facing new dilemmas, and they need to learn new ways how to deal with their partners and so on. So this is in order to help managers. And basically, this summarizes the main things that what you should do as a manager while you engage into network, and you should start to somehow manage it. Yeah. Like, it is also a huge question if you can manage a network at all, or how do you describe or define the management. Like, myself, I define the management that you could do it based on the context. Of course, the context is the first thing, like what is going on. Like if we talk about the innovative networks which are aiming at new innovations and which are competing in the emerging fields, so it's totally different to manage that type of a network compared to the network which is, for example, a type of a network like Nokia used to have like a demand supply network, like while they are manufacturing mobile phones. So those are like totally different types of networks. So this is the basic underlying assumption that at first we identified what kind of network you are in. So you as a manager, you should recognize what is your network. What are you aiming at doing in your network? Is it like you are trying to pursue an efficiency, or is it like this innovative type of thing? So it depends on this goal, what you aim at with your network, like the everything, like how you choose your partners and how do you define your strategies and so on. So like the main thing is like identify what type of network you are in. And we have been doing it through the value system analysis. So basically, we have been analysing the underlying value system. So how your product or service or offering is built, like what kind of elements there are involved, what kind of actors, activities, and resources or capabilities are required in order to build this offering. So this has been our starting point, and everything else comes beyond this point, like the value system analysis. And in this toolkit, this value system analysis has been done like as a basic consulting type of thing, that there has been a current state analysis and then the future state analysis. Like, what is your future vision and what is your strategy and how do you aim to reach your future vision? So basically, like, there is a dynamism in that picture.
Okay, so very shortly. So, is it so that is this toolkit somehow available in net, or what is your intention to provide access to that?
Yes, actually, I'm currently working with a consulting company, and we are using this as a tool as well. And I'm trying to develop it further through the empirical material what we have been going through, and like so far, this is like some 9 years. 9 years empirical data, which has been summarized in this toolkit. Yeah. And now there is getting more and more elements since while I started to research this. So those first companies, which were the pioneers, they went so long in the networking issues. Like, they haven't been thinking about this, like the measurement things, and they have been thinking about the rules and the agreements and win-win situations and how do you do your earnings and so on. But during the current few years, there have been more and more involved in terms of management and how do you measure those issues.
Yeah, thank you, because this is very interesting to have such kind of practical application of your long-standing research. So please, some other questions? So perhaps we continue. Thank you.
Thank you. And, yeah.
Next presentation.